The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." Brothers and sisters, the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I would like you all to think for a moment about your happy place. I know you have your own happy place that you can go, relax, and think about your life, and think about what's going on around you. We all have happy places. One of the great minds in philosophy, Aristotle, says that everyone seeks happiness. Everyone and all the motives of man's action is geared towards searching and desiring for happiness. I know I have my own happy place. And I will tell you what is it. I love fishing. When I'm bored and get tired, I go and find a place to fish. I always bring my fishing pole in my car, so wherever I go and I see a nice lake or even a ditch with fish in it, I would fish in there. But last week when I was down in Louisiana, I met this little kid, an 8-year-old kid, who loves fishing, who loves outdoors. And prior to my coming to Louisiana, my sister told the little kid that I love fishing myself. And so the little kid was so excited, "Oh, Father Gio is coming. I'm going to invite him to go fishing with me." So I met him and he said, "Father Gio, let's go fishing." I said, "Sure." So I went to their place and we fished with his father. His father was there with us, and you know, we were talking and talking. I grabbed a fishing pole, cast for a few times. I didn't catch any. I felt embarrassed. What kind of fisherman am I? I couldn't catch a fish. But a little kid, 8-year-old kid, one after another, he caught fish. And I said, "Wow." But I didn't mind because I love fishing. Whether I catch or not catch a fish or not, I still love doing it. But in the middle of our, you know, fishing time, the father came to me and said, "Father, this is my son's happy place. He loves to do this. He loves outdoors. And he could do this all day, every day. He is not the kind of kid that, you know, lock in his room and play video games or, you know, whatever. He loves going out. He loves doing, especially fishing." And I said, "Good." And the father said to me that, "Father, he's suffering from dyslexia. It's a disorder where he's impaired, you know, in learning, like reading and all kinds of learning. But I'm happy with what my kid loves to do." And I said, "Me too. You know, I'm happy to see a kid like this. First time I met with that full energy doing what he loves to do. And while we were still fishing, you know, he said, all right, in 15 minutes we call it a day. Still didn't catch any fish. So, you know what the little kid did? He grabbed his fishing rod, cast for the last time. Father, this is for you. This is for you. Sure enough, the fish took the bite. Father, go, reel it in. All right. Now you have your fish. You caught a fish. He shared his joy with me by catching a fish. What a great kid. And I said, wow, never met a kid like that. He truly is a joy to be with. That is why I asked you to think for a moment about your own happy place. It's because we all, you know, desire to be happy and to do what we love to do. Now take that happy place with you and compare it the happiness, the blessedness that our Lord Jesus Christ teaches us in today's gospel. Jesus teaches us the Beatitudes, how to be happy, how to be blessed in his kingdom. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they, you know, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those persecuted. Blessed are those who seek and follow the law of God. And I think when we realize about our own happy places, that is, that the happiness that will not last long, we think about what God can do to us to give us true joy and lasting happiness. And that is what the Beatitude is all about. Yes, we want happiness. We desire true happiness, but not the world, no, nothing in the world can give us true joy and lasting happiness. Only God can. And while we enjoy the things in this world, the things that we normally do, and while we enjoy going to our own happy place, always remember, God calls us something deeper, and that is to be happy in his kingdom, to allow the Lord to give us the true joy and happiness that will last. The great philosopher Aristotle once said that an ethical person, a person who is aware of his own actions, knows what kind of action that can bring the person true joy and happiness. And I think that is what our Lord Jesus Christ wants us to remember. That when he began his public ministry, he first and foremost went up the mountain and teach the Beatitude for all of us. Because most of the time, we seek and look for happiness in the wrong places. Take, for example, a drunkard. He thinks that happiness is in the beer bottle or in a bottle of wine. And he drinks and drinks to the dregs and enjoy drinking. And then he gets in the car, drives off, beating the red lights, got into an accident. Happiness of that kind is not lasting. It's not forever. But Christ wants us to experience the true joy in our own very life, where we keep ourselves in God's kingdom, knowing that we are blessed when we seek the Lord and experience him in our day-to-day life. True joy comes from God, not from the world. Lasting happiness comes from God, not from this world. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, let us go deeper into our own happy place, knowing that in there we find God, who can give us the true joy that we all desire. And the Eucharist that we celebrate, Jesus, that we receive, we allow Jesus to give us the true joy and lasting happiness that we all desire. Jesus is so generous for us to give us His self so that we are nourished and experience what heaven is like when Jesus gives us the true joy and lasting happiness that we desire.